Christmas in Afghanistan includes a heightened state of alert for U.S. military personnel at the Kandahar airport, while on the home front, their families try to celebrate the holidays. Commentator Baxter Black says it's important to recognize the sacrifices the troops are making.
This Christmas, I am filled with a deep sense of respect for my father and brother, Grandpa Tommy, Thurman, Wayne, Foxy, Clovis, Pinto, Jim, Danny, and their thousands and thousands of comrades who went to war. This holiday season, as in too many in our lifetime, there will be empty places around the Yuletide table for sons and daughters in the service of our country. In my mind, perhaps because I never was one, soldiers hold a mystical image. Knights, rifles, battered banners, gun smoke, charging horses, tanks, glory, honor, and courage. Vietnam was my war. I was never drafted. I didn't volunteer. I regret it. During that time, I held Jane Fonda and the deserters to Canada in contempt, and yet, was I any better than they if I never served? Since September 11th, there has been a significant reversal in the attitude of the public towards our soldiers, from a suspicious distance acceptance to an almost gushing admiration. It is easy to have an impersonal relationship with the military if you think of them as professional robots in uniform. But when we see our family, friends, and neighbors' kids enlisting, we remember that ours is an army of everyday citizens serving for a short time, doing their duty, and that they will be back, most of them, and we will be better off because they went. I grew up in the era of war protesters. I see them appearing now, still receiving lots of media attention. I guess it's a good thing, in a way. They can be a barometer of the battle, because they'll have the right to protest as long as we are winning. Patriotism is a personal realization that there is a greater calling than your own self-interest. Divisive and bickering as we can be among ourselves, when our family is threatened, we can be a fearsome foe. This new war is different. We are fighting ruthless backshooters, and they have our children in their crosshairs. It is hard to be blasé when you see soldiers with automatic weapons on the concourse at the Kansas City airport. Our government's response has been swift and massive, with the overwhelming support of Americans, and I have no doubt that we will prevail. And I hope and pray that our knights in armor will slay the terrorist dragons and return victorious to sit with us at the Christmas table very soon. Go get 'em, doughboys. I wish I could go with you.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian, Baxter Black.